And so you mentioned also, so how?
Well, I have a more recent example, which makes me think that I now have 2 points of data.
Okay, sure.
If you want to jump to the more recent example.
I think we can start to do that. Yeah.
Well, this more recent example jumped all the way to 2006, when we end up with a Republican through the whole chain of command, you know, and in Congress.
Right, yeah.
The EPA, and so I guess I did put down that I currently teach the basic course in climate change at Penn.
Yes, yes.
So I start to get involved in climate change related issues of 2003, 2004, and I won't go into the whole project and everything unless you want to go into it later, but the bottom line is I find out when I take my boss, who at the time was the director of the Office of Water in headquarters, with me to go talk to the, well, actually he wasn't director of water, the next level down. He was the director of one of the water program divisions in headquarters to talk to his counterpart about a joint project and being told that not only are we not allowed to talk about climate change, but we have to, that they hadn't actually updated the website between 2000 and 2006.
They had done nothing on the website.
Correct.
This is with regard to climate change or?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, you know, the hearing started in Congress in the late 80s.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the project that got me there, that resulted in me finding out that EPA's air office was not allowed to discuss climate change.
Oh, yeah. So that was, how did that, I mean, was that kind of a mandate?
I have no idea. The implication I had gotten, not just from that, but from other things I had heard in the Office of Water, who I was working for at the time, was basically is the Department of Interior Secretary is running the environmental policy for this administration.
Huh. And so that would suggest that this person, I forget the name of who was the Department of Interior.
But this
person was also calling the shot directly or indirectly for EPA as well in terms of what the air office is doing. Clean the Air Act and so on.
Yes. Policy at that level, it's hard to tell who's calling policy, whether it's being operated out of the White House. Sometimes a lot of the calls get made out of the White House, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the administrators and the secretaries of interior are given a lot of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to understand, and I only have hearsay as to what, you know, how it might be, but